appreciate the goodness of God today. Trust that you all have been encouraged with His presence. That song that we heard this morning talked about the compassion of God and His wondrous love. And hasn't that made all of the difference in our lives today? God's compassion and His wondrous love. I want to choose the Lord today.
Yes, amen.
I want Him to know that I've chosen Him. I don't want the Lord to wonder, if the Lord could ever wonder, has He chosen me? I want Him to know that I've chosen Him. I think about the verse that says to draw nigh unto God, and it says He will draw nigh unto you. It said, cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. I don't want to be double-minded. I don't want to halt between two opinions. I don't want to try to serve God and man. I don't want to try to serve God and the gods of the world. I want to come to the Lord, and I want my hands, I want my heart to be cleansed. And I want to draw nigh unto Him. And He said, if we'll do that, God said He would draw nigh unto us. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
God would draw nigh unto us. He would have compassion on us. He would love us. He would forgive us. And I'm so very thankful for that today, that we serve that kind of a Father. I'd like to read a couple of verses, in the 10th chapter of Luke, and then we'll read a few verses in the 11th chapter just directly after that. In Luke 10:38, it said, now it came to pass as they went that He entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received Him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard His word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to Him and said, Lord, dost Thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. And I want to pick up in the 5th verse in the 11th chapter right after that. It said, and He said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, my children are with me in bed, I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he shall rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask a bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give a fish, give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? I'm encouraged this morning with the love that God has for us. I'm encouraged with the willingness of the Lord to answer our prayers. You believe that? I'm encouraged with the willingness of God to answer our prayers. And I so appreciate His willingness to carry our loads.
Because life brings with it some pretty heavy loads sometimes. That's part of life. Sometimes we have to carry some pretty good loads. And sometimes no one else knows the extent of the load that we're carrying. But we have a Father who knows. We have a Father who cares. Amen. And we have a Father who wants to help us carry our loads. We have a Father who loves us and who wants to answer prayers on our behalf. And our responsibility now this morning, it now remains our responsibility. See, we have a part in this. And that is that we would position ourselves where the Father is. Because He wants to do these things for us. But it's our responsibility to put ourselves where the Father is. Because it's hard for the Lord. If we're out wandering our own way, we're out going and we're doing our own thing, it's hard to let Him carry our burdens when we're not where He is. It's hard for Him to answer our prayers when we have our mind and our path going somewhere that's not close to where He is. And so my message this morning, don't feel like I have a long message this morning, but I want you to remember this message. Position yourself where the Father is.
Yes, help us, Lord.
If things start to feel like they're getting out of control, if you start feeling like you're losing your peace, if you begin to start feeling like the way ahead is dark and you're losing that peace that passeth all understanding, I want to encourage you this morning to go back and position yourself where the Lord is. Go look for the Lord. Go find where God is. He has the answer.
Amen.
And He cares. And He knows who you are. And He wants to help you. I noticed here that the verse that we started, it said that when they went into the house, it said that Martha had a sister called Mary. Did you notice where Mary was? Where was Mary?
Where Jesus is.
Mary was where Jesus was. Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet. Have you ever thought about that very long? How often do we sit down and listen to somebody? How often do we sit at their feet and listen? Mary was at the feet of Jesus, and she was listening, and she was sitting. He had her full attention. I don't think they had cell phones back then, but I don't think Mary was checking her text messages while the Lord was talking to her. I don't think the Lord was talking to Mary and Mary was, hold on, Lord, and checking and then looking back up. And I don't think Mary had one knee down and one foot up, you know, ready to bolt at any time. Or looking around if there was something that maybe captured her attention, had to go attend to that. Because we're all guilty of some of these things this morning, aren't we? She was sitting at the feet of Jesus. That's where she was. She was being humble. She was recognizing her place compared to the Master. She was waiting to hear His voice. And she was listening to what it was that He had to say. And it is so easy for us this morning to become so distracted and so cumbered with so many things that this life puts before us, the cares, burdens of life. And sometimes I think that we can so quickly forget that Jesus wants to go with us through life. Jesus doesn't want to just be there when we run into trouble and then say, well, whenever you run into trouble, then come see me. The Lord wants to keep us out of trouble. The Lord wants to lead us through the trouble. He doesn't want us to wait until we're suffering the consequences unnecessarily because we left him behind. I remember who it was one time, one of the ministers among us, older minister, maybe you know who he was, but he talked about one time he was getting so ready to go somewhere to a meeting or something, he's just in a rush. And he felt like the Lord spoke to him and said, if you'll wait just a second, I'll go with you. The Lord wants to go with us. He wants to go through life with us. And so often I think we forget. We forget that Jesus is there to go through life with us if we'll let Him. If we'll be willing to slow down enough to say, Lord, what would you have me to do? Lord, would you go with me? Lord, what do you have to say to me? We are so ready to tell the Lord how it needs to be, aren't we? I mean, we probably don't tell ourselves that we tell the Lord how it needs to be. But as human beings, we work it out in our own minds how we think it needs to be, don't we? And then so often, sometimes in our prayers, we're so taken with what we want to tell the Lord on how everything needs to be worked out. And the Lord is so patient to listen to us. He lets us come to Him. Sometimes the Lord wants us to just sit down at His feet.
And listen.
And hear what He has to say. Because I believe sometimes the Lord just wants to say, be still. And know that I'm God. That answers so much. We're worried about so many things, me included. We can become so anxious about the things in life that trouble us. And if we can just be still and just know He's God. And He's invited me to sit at His feet and be connected with Him and tied to Him. And He's promised to go through life with me. Doesn't that answer so many things? If we link up with the Lord and somebody comes along and says, do you know what kind of troubles are up the road? Nope, I don't know what kind of troubles are up ahead. But it really doesn't matter so much because the Lord's going with me. I want to encourage you this morning. Sit at the feet of Jesus. I think sometimes we can quickly say, I'm sitting at the feet of Jesus. It's easy for us to quickly say, yeah, I'm listening to the voice of the Lord. But I fear too many times we aren't as much as the Lord wants us to. I feel like that we live in a time and in a world where we are so distracted. And we can become so taken and captive to and in bondage to and have misplaced priorities. We live in a fast-paced society today. And we can so easily get caught up in it so much. And we get into trouble. And Martha came by and she said, Lord, she said it. She's telling this to the Lord, but she had a little message for her sister because her sister heard everything she said too. She didn't address her sister though. She addressed the Lord. She said, Lord, would you tell Bid Mary here to come help me? Because I'm trying to do what needs to be done here. Don't you feel that way sometimes? Lord, I'm just trying to do what needs to be done. Lord, I'm just trying to attend to all these things that need my time and attention. I'm just trying to take care of what needs to be done. That's what her message was. Lord, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not doing sin. I'm just trying to take care of what needs to be done. Would you please bid Mary to come help? And the Lord looked at her and He said, Martha, Martha, And I don't think he said it in a critical, bad way. I hear him just saying, Martha, Martha, you're careful and you're troubled about many things. I feel like that we can become so careful and so troubled about so many things that we aren't able to be careful about the most important thing. In our rush to be careful, careful here doesn't mean judicious carefulness, but it's referring to focusing our time and our attention and allowing ourselves to become anxious about all of these things that in the end we're troubled, we're cumbered about with so many things that in the end have limited value. And it's so easy to get caught up in those things. And Jesus' response was, one thing is needful. One thing is needful. And he said, Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken from her. What is that one thing this morning that's needful? Seek first the kingdom of God. He promised us that all the other things would follow. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these other things, they'll follow. But seek me first. Sit at my feet. Listen to my voice. I'll take care of these other things. And I wonder this morning, are you seeking Him first? If we're honest with ourselves, can we answer that question this morning for yourself? Are you really seeking the Lord first? Are you seeking God and His kingdom and what He would have for us in life first? Many times we say, oh yes, yeah, we're seeking Him first. But I think sometimes we get caught up like Martha was caught up. And it's almost like, we love you, Lord, because Martha did love the Lord, didn't she? Martha loved the Lord. Lord, we love you, but I got all these other things I'm trying to do that need to be done. And when I go by you, Lord, when it's convenient, I'll call out to you and I'll talk to you. And maybe talk to you from the other room because I'm trying to do all these things. And sometimes I think that's what we do. And we miss out in life. And we go through life with a higher degree of anxiety than the Lord wants us to go through. And we miss out on prayers being answered because we're not able to truly seek first the kingdom of heaven when we're so distracted and taken and captive to all of these other things in life that perhaps aren't even our sin. But we're just taken with them. It consumes our time. Jeremiah 29 says in 12, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. These promises of the Lord, I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. When you sit at my feet, when you put everything else down to the side, and you listen, and you lift up your heart to me, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity. Why is the Lord going to turn away our captivity? Because He loves you. Because He cares for you. Because He's a Father who cares for His children. And when we come to Him with humility, recognizing our need, and we set to the side all of these things that can so quickly distract us, and we're willing to listen, and He has the answer to the need that we have, I believe He wants to answer our prayers and meet our need. That's why we read these verses in the 11th chapter of Luke. His willingness to give good gifts, answer our prayers, not because He has to, saints, but because He wants to. Who does He want to answer? Whose prayers does the Lord want to answer? Who did it say? His sons. Who are His sons? It's those that wholly follow the Lord. It's those that seek Him first. It's those that are willing to sit at His feet and listen. Put our way down on the altar, to the side. Make sure this morning, saints, that you're really seeking the Lord first. Not first among firsts. Because I think we do that a lot of times. We have lots of firsts. And so then it's easy for us to say, well, we're putting the Lord first. But we have lots of firsts. I want to put the Lord first this morning. I want to position myself with the Father. And the Scripture tells us in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, there remaineth therefore a rest. A rest. To who? To the people of God. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. There remains a rest to those that wholly follow Him. Isaiah 26:3, that will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee, because he trusteth in Thee. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Trust ye in the Lord, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. What a wonderful verse. When you don't have peace and you find that you're empty and things aren't going right, ask yourself, is my mind wholly stayed on Him? That's what the Scripture says. That will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee. And today my prayer for all of us is that we would draw in a little closer to the feet of Jesus. Let's be willing to draw in closer to where Jesus is. Let's be less comfortable with calling out to Jesus from the adjacent room. You know, we can kind of have a false sense of security and doing the right thing because we're in the same house as the Lord, maybe. If you can understand the analogy. We get close to God's people. Maybe we give the Lord a little bit of time. Maybe we call out to Him. But I think that we shortchange ourselves. Because I think so often we don't draw in close enough. The Lord wants us to position ourselves at His feet. Be humble. Recognize who you are and who He is. Be willing to listen. And take courage this morning to know that the Lord wants to answer our prayers. And He wants to help carry your load. And He wants to be your God. And He wants you to be His people. And His invitation to us is, come. Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But we have to come. We have to come to where He is. Let's be willing to draw in. Take some time. It's hard for us to get time a lot because we have so many other things to give our time to. But putting the Lord first necessarily means we're going to have to give Him some time, and we're going to have to set some other things to the side that we thought were critical and necessary. Let's have a heart's desire to serve the Lord in a way that gives Him time, where we make choices in life for Him, that we don't ask, what can I get away with and still serve God? But Lord, how can I draw closer to where You are? What would You be more pleased with in my life? And I believe when we do that, position ourselves where He is, that's when He can begin to pour out on us His peace that passeth all understanding. I believe the Lord delights in that. And I want to be a dependable servant of the Lord who draws in and listens and follows the Lord with all of my heart. Let's be encouraged with the promises of the Lord this morning. Amen.